Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament is in full swing and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. Andy Shea is back in with me. And we need to announce our winner for the Ask Ross segment, Andy. It is, yes, I did remember. It is Mike from Charlotte. So, Mike, I will be getting in touch with you. We will be sending out to you the KSN, the much-coveted KSN polo shirt. All right, Andy, we're going back to our 21 items for the 2021 season. We are already, I say already in air quotes here, up to number 17, up to number 17, taking us a while to get here. And the idea here is to settle on some safeties. Now, we know the first one, it's Jaquan Brisker, who made the decision to come back, which I think is absolutely huge, huge. I even consider that up there with Jahan Dotson coming back. I think it's that important.
I agree.
Because they would have been starting at square one. So let's start with Jaquan Brisker. I say it's huge that he came back. But how important is it for him to have a huge season?
Well, I think he had a good year. I'm surprised he came back on some respects because his skill set is NFL caliber, in my opinion. I don't think it is fully developed, but also it just felt like he could get better at the NFL. But obviously he was told he thinks his draft status could improve, and I don't disagree, but I thought he would take his shot. I think for Penn State, I think you're 200% right that in terms of, you know, wow, Jahan Dotson's coming back. Me, I'm like, wow, Jaquan Brisker's coming back, right? That was the one for me. It was like, because wide receiver, yes, Jahan Dotson's turned into a number one receiver. Biggest question of the offseason. Is Jahan Dotson a year ago, is Jahan Dotson a number one? Answer now, yeah, he is, and good for him. He was always so steady and reliable, and he just blossomed into a number one. But Jaquan Brisker, one of the biggest needs, whether Jaquan Brisker was there or not, was safety, and he cuts it in half. Like, you can find, you've got so many options at wide receiver. Their options at safety were so limited. He just filled up a huge role in Penn State's defense, a huge role by coming back. So I just think it was incredibly important, not only for him, but it was twice as important for this team and Penn State in this coming year.
Obviously important for the team and for him. I believe that's him betting on himself, and I think it's a smart move, and it will be reflected in where he's drafted next year. So good move for the individual player, good move for the team especially. Well, that means, as you said, Andy, that means half of it is taken care of. We got to talk about the other half. This week, James Franklin made a point of mentioning Jahir Brown and saying that he is standing out at the position. Is that what you expect to see as the other starting safety?
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. I think Jahir Brown is the leader in the clubhouse right now. Let's put it that way. let's just say he's the leader in the clubhouse. I think Enzo Jennings has a shot at you know, him at putting his stamp and maybe moving into that role. I do think it is literally a very wide open field. I don't think Jonathan Sutherland should be put in that role because opportunity's been there while he's been there, and he just wasn't able to, you know, step up and meet that high on the ladder. I still think he's a decent spot safety, and he's really good on special teams, but I just don't think he's a starter. I think they're, to me, with all the cornerbacks they have, and Dixon coming in from South Carolina, add him into the mix. Think about it at corner. It just smells to me, and a new position coach, it just smells to me like there's somebody that they might be looking at, and there could be some movement from corner to safety. I have a candidate in mind. I don't know if you want to know it, but
That was my next question, Andy. You can't throw that out there without telling us what you're thinking.
There's been nothing said about it. If I was to pick one of the corners, I think Keaton Ellis is built to play that safety role beside Jaquan Brisker, but I'm not sure he can make that transfer in a year. But man, he played safety in high school at times, and he was ridiculously good at the position.
It will be interesting, and that's something we've talked about for quite a bit. We haven't heard anything come out of a spring practice yet to indicate it, but you know, spring practice isn't over, so you never know. Next up on the list, Andy, is finding instant help from the 2021 class. Boy, that's going to be a little tough, isn't it?
So I think this class is interesting on many fronts. The one thing about the 20 and the 19 recruiting classes, we've seen development, right? After that star-studded 18 class, it's become a little bit more about of a grind on the recruiting front. They've still been good classes, and they're also starting to develop. This class, to me, is a little bit short on quote-unquote talent, and some of the better players that, in my opinion, coming in as true freshmen, who knows what that term means anymore, right? As first-year players, right? First-year players, first year in the program, some of the better guys are at positions that I don't see, you know, like a corner, a corner or an offensive tackle or a wide receiver. There's a little bit of opportunity at wide receiver, but I don't see it. In my opinion, if Penn State has a few guys on the field from this 2021 class, then to me that's a red flag. If there are two or three or four first-year players on the field from the 2021 recruiting class, then Penn State's got some problems. That's just the way I see it. And it's not because I think it's a bad class or they didn't do what they were supposed to do on the recruiting front. It wasn't a great class, don't get me wrong. But I also think it's one that where opportunity doesn't meet where the best talent is right now. And if they're using some of those other guys, it's a red flag.
And the other part to this equation is the going back, forgetting the 21 class, going back to the 20 class, remember, they didn't have spring practice last year. They right. had an abbreviated season. So not only are those guys officially listed as freshmen because of the lost year as far as eligibility goes, but in many ways, as far as experience goes, they're still freshmen. To go along with the redshirt freshman from the 2019 class. So there's a lot of folks who are still listed as freshmen but have a year in the system or even 2 years in the system right. that haven't broken through yet. I think that's where you're going to see the new breakthroughs as opposed to folks from the 21 class.
Yeah,
Andy, we're going
to – yeah. I'm sorry. I just want to say the 2020 guys had – they've had two full cycles now. They've been through two winter workout cycles.
Right. So I think that's where we're going to see the breakthroughs more than from the 21 class. Andy, we're going to break with tradition and try to get sneak a third item in here, and that's developing what were the freshmen in 2020 and still the freshman in the 2021 class, the two running backs, Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes. And they have to develop in a very crowded running back room. Those of you who listened to our quarter two segment with Ross, we went over this. You want to develop those guys, you'd think that with a year's experience, but they also have a lot up against them with a crowded room.
They do have a crowded room, but I think, you know, Coach Sider and James is the head coach. They've shown that this is an important position in their offense, and they're not afraid to spread the ball around. You could say, well, there's a lot of mouths to feed. Yeah, there are a lot of mouths to feed, especially with a senior transfer coming in from Baylor. But I don't doubt their ability to juggle the beach balls and take care of that. I think to a degree that Kevon Lee developed, I thought he was fantastic. I'm just going to say it right now. He was forced into that role. I don't think you could have ever imagined that, you know, if Penn State played six games and by the sixth or seventh game, Kevon Lee would be your feature back, right? Like, what scenario could that be with all, you know, when you had Journey Brown and Noah Kane and Devin Ford and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And there it was. Kevon Lee's a man. And he got better. I thought Keziah Holmes was fine for a first-year player being forced onto the field earlier than he should have been. And I think that gave him a first-step level of development that showed that these two guys are going to be pretty good. The development we're talking about here is partly for this year, but it's also mostly for next year because that's their third year. They are going to be there. I don't think Noah Kane stays after the 2021 season, and John Lovett's eligibility will be up.
And that's the other part to this as second-year guys. They're still listed as true freshmen. They still have 4 years of eligibility left.
Correct. But also remember now, they're going to have some wear and tear on their tires, right? Because of being forced into play last year. That's the time thing for running backs and how long their shelf life is. It's becoming a little bit different as in the modern game than you would have, you know, than it was before. And that window closes really, really fast, not only at this level, but at the next level. And so,
well, it definitely does. It'll be interesting to see how that running back room develops. As I said, there's five viable candidates for playing time. It'll be interesting to see how they divvy up the carries as we move forward. That is it for our show. Thank you all so much for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.